Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, Brandon.
Alicia.
I have a potential claimant on the phone. Her name
Okay.
is Alicia
Alicia. Okay. Thank you.
Brown, Brown.
Got it. All right, thank you so much. I'll take it from here.
Okay, Miss Brown, you're in good
Thank
hands.
you.
Hello,
Thank you so
Alicia.
much. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I could be better, but I'm here, so.
That's good to hear. Well, on my end, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist here for a claim against the hair relaxer lawsuit. I'm assuming that you want to file a claim against the lawsuit, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, got it. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No, not as yet, no.
No? Okay. And we are on a recorded line. Can you confirm that you've never signed any documents with any law firms against hair relaxer products in the general?
No, I haven't had any
Signed anything.
law lawyers, anything.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. And just to let you know, some of the qu these questions might be a bit redundant. You might have already been
Sure.
asked them, but I do have to double check and verify. Now, was it you that
No
used these
problem.
hair straightening chemicals in the last 20 years?
Yes, it was me.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with either endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer?
I was unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
With ovarian. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
How long ago is this?
So I got diagnosed August 5th, 2023. So I've been, a little over a year.
August 5th, 2023.
Yeah, so a little over a year.
A little over a year ago. Okay, got it. Okay, and you would be filing this claim for yourself here. Now, when you were diagnosed, how old were you?
I was about 28, going on 29. So yeah, 29.
Going on 29. Okay, you're 29
Yeah,
at the time then.
just turned 29. Yeah, just turned 29.
Oh, I see, I see. Okay. And do you remember what your diagnosing doctor's name was?
Yes, his is my OBGYN. His name is Dr. Scott Moses. That's my
Scott
primary
Moses?
OBGYN. Yeah.
Moses. Okay. Is that spelled Moses?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So Dr. Scott Moses was your original diagnosing doctor, and that's your OBGYN. Okay, and what hospital is he located at?
The University of Chicago.
The University of Chicago. Okay.
Correct, yes.
Got it. And just to make sure, the address for that is on, it's on Ellis Avenue, right, in Illinois.
It's on Maryland. His location is on Maryland.
On Maryland. Okay, give me one second.
Yes, 5841 South Maryland.
South Maryland Avenue. I see. Okay, got it down here. Okay, give me one second here. All right, got that down. Okay. So now, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand at all more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I had to use it at least 6 to 8 times, 8 being the most.
Oh, I see. Per year. Okay. So about once every 2 months.
Yeah,
Okay.
something like that, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Now, you are a resident as well as a citizen of the United States, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
I-31, 1994.
5/31/1994. Okay, got it. And this question is a bit random, but were you ever diagnosed in the past with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, I
Okay,
wasn't. No.
got it. And in regards to hair relaxers in general, what were the products that you would stick to?
I would do the L'Oreal, the dark and lovely kind, because it's like more tender to my hair texture.
Right. Okay, so L'Oreal, dark and lovely. Okay, and did you have any friends, family, or loved ones that used that same hair relaxer?
No, I know my mom used to use it when I was younger, but like around this time, no.
Okay.
Yeah, around this time, no.
Got it. Okay. Now, do you remember when you first started using Hair Relaxer, the first time you ever used an application?
Yeah, so I had to use it like Christmas of 2017, right before Christmas of 2017.
2017. Got it. That was the first
Yeah.
time. And when did you use it for the last time?
My birthday month, May 2022. So it was like right before my birthday.
May 2022. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And did you stop because of the side effects that you were experiencing?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay. And what state were you in when you first used the hair relaxer?
I was at Illinois.
You're in Illinois as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And so you would use it once every 2 months or so. Would you ever take breaks in between the time period that you're using it? So within the
Probably
5 years.
once or twice, like if
Yeah.
I was just getting like a touch up or like yeah, or I
I
just
see.
didn't have time to or money to do it.
Yeah.
Extra
Okay.
money, I'd say.
Got it. Got it. Okay. That definitely makes sense. And it sounds like you were going to a salon. You didn't do it yourself.
Yeah, I was going to a salon doing it, yeah.
Okay. Got it. Now, these are some random questions, and it's completely fine if you don't have any of this information, but do you have any receipts for the visits you went to the salon for?
No, not exactly. I probably could find like some Zelle or Cash Apps, but
Yeah.
like not receipts and all.
Okay.
I've been going to her since high school, so I never really got receipts.
Yeah, it wasn't really something that you would receive. Okay. And you're
Yeah.
currently not using any hair relaxer products, correct?
No, I actually did chemo, so I actually lost my hair right now.
Oh, really? Then, so you're
Yeah.
still going through treatment?
Yes, I am.
I see. Okay. And how many sessions of chemo have you gone through so far?
So I've done like 6 cycles.
Six cycles.
Yeah, since I've been, because I just was having problems with like paying for it. I don't have insurance, so
Oh, really? That's so
yeah.
expensive.
Yes, very.
Yeah. Well, how are you doing now?
I mean, I have 4 kids, so I'm a single mother of four.
Oh, yeah, keep you
So,
busy, I'm sure.
yeah, very busy, but on top of just being sick, I'm just like no energy, you know what I
Right,
mean? No
right.
energy and just very nauseous, very, very nauseous.
Nauseous as well.
Lost a lot of weight, a lot of weight. And yeah, it's just time consuming, so
Yeah, no, for sure it
yeah,
is.
shortness of breath. Shortness
Yeah.
of breath is very cold here, so I feel like my shortness of breath has gotten way worse.
Yeah, a bit worse with the cold air.
My doctor said I may have to do an oxygen tank soon because I
Oh,
just
really?
barely can catch my breath sometimes.
I
So
see. So you can't overexert yourself in any way, really.
exactly, yeah. But I have kids, so it's like, do I have? I had to have
Oh,
no
yeah.
option.
You
So
can't really
yeah,
chase them around, but yeah. Okay, got it.
right.
Now, when it comes to your actual products, did you ever keep any of the empty bottles or the boxes that you got?
No, so I was going to the salon, so
Right, you
no.
never had them in the
I
first
would
place.
just bring
Okay.
it right. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, but you do know it was dark and lovely. Okay. Now, this question is a bit loaded. I'll say it slowly here. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly?
Yes. So I started in 2017. So yeah, that was definitely 2 years after.
Yeah, definitely was. Okay. Got it. All right. So when it comes down to your treatment, you did say you're going through chemo cycles at the moment. You've gone through about six cycles so far. Did they do any other types of treatment?
Yeah, so I was just taking pain pills
Yeah.
for like the headache and things like that. And then like I said, he does want to give me the oxygen tank,
Right.
and then I possibly will get a hysterectomy surgery, possibly. We're just trying to see how this chemo blows over, but
I see. So they're
yeah, so that's
delaying
pretty much
surgery.
well. Right, to see, and then also I have no insurance, so we're trying to figure out the
Right.
cheaper options,
Right.
but it's going in that direction.
I see. Okay, got it. Okay. And do you remember your first cycle of chemo, when that was?
Yeah, so my first cycle had to be, I believe January, February of this year.
Okay,
So it was
got it.
early this year for sure.
Early this year, 2024.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And your treating doctor, do you know what their name is? Usually with chemo, I know it's like a team, right, that helps you out.
Yes, it's like a whole team. I never usually see one person.
Okay, got it. And
So,
is that also at the
yeah.
University of Chicago Medicine?
Yes.
It is.
Yep,
Okay,
it is.
so same address here. Give me one second. And I'll go ahead and put down your OBGYN so that I'm sure they have the information of the team that's working on the chemo for you.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And thank you for your patience, by the way. I know you've probably been on the phone for a while here. How's your day been going so
No
far?
problem. It's okay. It's just super cold.
Oh,
So
yeah, no,
I took
it's.
my kids to school and now I have my youngest. So yeah, try to get some appetite to eat because it's like been really hard to eat nowadays.
I see ya, I see ya. Do you have a different diet now?
I try to do soft foods
Yeah.
because like when I do like the hard or other foods, it's just like I throw it right back up. Or yeah, I just can't eat like spicy or like too
Harder to
spicy things
digest,
anymore.
right? Yeah.
Yeah, so like
I see.
soup and like mashed potatoes, applesauce, things like that.
I see ya, I see ya. Okay. Got it. Okay, now this next question for you, this is just for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
Single.
Single at the moment. Okay. And now for your first name, I want to make sure I have this spelled correctly. Could you spell it out for me?
Alicia.
Alicia. Okay. And last name is Brown. Okay, Brown. And do you have a middle name?
No, no middle name.
No middle name. Okay, got it. And now, what is your social?
932-90-2113.
Okay, so I have 3329022113.
Correct.
Okay. Now, you said that you currently do not have health insurance, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay. Has it been a while since you have?
Yes, I'm actually trying to apply right now for Medicaid.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I'm trying to apply right now for
I see.
Medicaid since I lost my job. So I don't have that insurance anymore. So I'm actually in the process of trying to.
Oh, got it. Got it. Okay, well, I hope that you're able to get it. I know that would be a massive help.
Yeah,
So
definitely.
you were working in the past. Did this diagnosis stop you from being able to go to work?
Yes, it definitely did.
Oh, it did. I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now for your primary contact information, the email that I have down for you is aliciabrown932 at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your primary phone number I have is 224-713-0663.
Yeah.
Okay. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes, that's my mobile phone.
It's your mobile. Okay, got it. And how would you prefer to be contacted? Through phone calls, text, or emails?
Text or phone call.
Okay, either way. Got it. And
Yep.
is the morning okay for you? Are you a morning person or more in the afternoon?
I'm usually trying to take my kids to school in the morning,
Oh,
so yeah, maybe like at any time after 9 is fine with me.
okay, got it. I'll mark that off here. Okay, and what's your current address?
4812 South Indiana.
Okay. And that's it.
Chicago, Illinois. Yes.
Got it.
60615.
60615. Okay, got that down. And is this an apartment or a house?
Apartment 3.
Apartment number 3. Okay. Got it. Now, for your medical records, do you have a copy of your own medical records, or are they all with the hospital?
Yeah, they're all at the hospital, but I could get a copy of them.
You can. Okay. Got it. And if you were
Yeah.
to provide them, would you prefer just to mail them to us or just email?
Either or is fine.
Okay, either way works. Now, for my last question, we do ask for an emergency contact. So, if we're unable to contact you, then someone that you would trust to continue the case. But that being said, you do not have to put one down.
Yes. I can put my sister down.
Okay. What's your sister's name?
Sani, Sonny.
Fani.
Yeah, Sani, Sonny.
Fani. F as in Frank, right?
S as in Sam.
Oh, sorry. Sani. Got it. And her last name?
Buick, Buick.
Okay. Got it. And what is her phone number?
224. I mean, not 224, 773. I'm sorry, 753.
773.
294. 7426.
7426. Okay. And this is your sister?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And by the way, we won't go out of our way to contact them. It's only if we wouldn't be able to reach you for a few months or so, say, if we needed to talk to you
Okay,
about the
yeah.
case or anything like that, or just communication-wise in general. Okay.
For
Well,
sure.
those were all the questions I had for you. I'm gonna go ahead and send you some documents over to your text. You should receive them in just a second here. And let me know when you do, okay?
For sure. You say you're gonna email me?
Yeah, it'll be in your email or text, so whichever works best for you.
Okay.
I would say just
Okay.
to keep them in a
Sounds
place
good.
where you can keep it to the side so that you know that they're actually there. Give me one second, I'm just
Okay.
going to review them.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so these should be sent over to you. Now, what these documents basically mean are the fact that we're able to actually pull your medical records from the hospital. Of course, if you have, if we get your permission to do so. If not, you can provide them yourself. As well as that, you're going to be getting a call from the attorney within, I would either say today or tomorrow. So when they do call you up, they're going to want to verify all the information that we went over. Usually takes about 5 to 10 minutes, but after that, your claim is submitted. So that's really all you have to do
Okay.
regarding the process.
How long does the process take?
So the claim process in itself definitely varies, and it varies from state to state. Some states put more resources into these types of lawsuits than others. But yeah, when the attorney gives you a call, you can definitely ask them that question.
Okay, sounds good. And then I accidentally pressed decline for the DocuSign, so I don't know if you want to resend it to me so I can press yes.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. Give me one second here. Okay, let me know if you receive them again.
Not yet. Oh, okay, yeah, I got it.
You got it. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right, give
It
me.
says envelope not accessible.
Yeah, give me
So,
1 second. I was just gonna
okay.
send them back to you here. Okay, now you should be all set to open those up. So when you open them up, it should give you an overview of just the DocuSign process. When you hit continue, you can read through the documents and scroll down through them. Every yellow box that's a bit longer needs a signature. The shorter ones need initials. And I think you only have to do that once or
Okay.
twice there. Now, just to let you know, these aren't binding you to the claim just yet. Once you talk to the attorney, that's when your claim will actually be submitted. So if you have any, if you change your mind or if you have any more questions regarding it, after you sign these, you can ask the attorney and they'll go through it with you.
Okay, sounds good.
And let me know if you have any problems signing them now.
Okay, I finished it.
Okay, give me 1 second. Yes. Okay, so you're all set up. Now, like I said, expect that call either today or tomorrow, and I'll send you a text from my personal desk line as well. So if you do not get the call, just give me a call and I'll transfer you directly over to them, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate your time and patience. I hope everything works out regarding the claim.
Thank you so much. I do. It will just help with the medical records.
Yeah, understandable. But I hope you have a good rest of your month, and I hope you have a good Christmas when it comes around, okay?
For sure. Happy holidays.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.